October 23rd edition of the High Stakes Fantasy Advantage podcast. We got the old band back together. You haven't heard from us in a week because one of us was on vacation and it wasn't me or Tom. We're as white as ghosts right now. Look at this tan bald head right here. What are you doing, Derek? How's the family vacation, for crying out loud?
It was good. It was great, actually. Down in Miami for about 6.5 days. So four young kids with us, two families. My cousin and his wife came out. So we were right on right in Miami Beach at the Royal Palms Hotel, right on the beach. Yeah, nice pool, nice beach. So again, my olive skin complexion is in full force, as you guys can see. The audience can't, but I'm nice and tan. I'll probably keep this through Christmas for sure. Anyways, my color. So I don't have any complaints. It went as well as it could have gone with four little twerps running around. So it's nice to be back, though. The best thing about coming, you know, having a vacation like that is when you come home, it just finally get back into the swing of things. I got to watch some football last night when we got home, so I'm ready to be back.
Well, we must be paying you too much for staying on Miami Beach with the family. What the hell is that all about? Tom and I haven't been on the Miami Beach for a while, right, Tom?
No, I'd just like to remind both of you this is a podcast and nobody can see what we look like. So other than our glorious picture on the top, the front of the podcast. But I remember the last time. You know, it got cold here all of a sudden real quickly. It was nice like a week or so ago. Then it rained all day yesterday and now it's all foggy. I think we got that New England fog here today. But yeah, it's the end of October. The weather is going to suck here in Wisconsin for about the next 7 months. So that's the way it is.
The fog in New England, that game last night, was perfect for the weather of the games yesterday. I thought yesterday's football sucked. I just thought it was terrible football. Three teams got shut out. Seven teams didn't even score a touchdown. Tom, did you like the football yesterday?
No, it was brutal. And the sad thing is we started off the week with a bang. That Thursday night game between the Chiefs and Raiders was fantastic. Points everywhere, fantasy stars everywhere. And a great game, a thrilling, exciting game. Then we get to yesterday. I was fired up because Thursday was so much fun. I thought there were a lot of great games to watch yesterday. And then it just turned into a giant shithole of a day. The Packers sucked. Everything about the day. All the Vikings to do is kick fucking field goals, Derek, so you can't be proud of that team. So it was a horrible day. Last night's game should have been better. The Falcons are a mess right now. Just a horrible fucking day and awful.
My kicker
fucking got hurt. How the fuck does a kicker get hurt?
You should have picked up the safety. He kicked all the extra points for the Cowboys.
Just a shithole of a day.
It was a terrible day. I didn't even go up to Lambeau. It was raining all day. I didn't even go up there. To hell with it. I had no enjoyment. I just sat home, decided to watch some football. Like you said, watch Minnesota. And the sun's out in Minnesota. It's just as crappy as could be here. So, Derek, did you go to that game?
No, I didn't get back. I didn't get back in time. So my parents actually went. My mom went and got to see the stadium for the first time. Probably her first Vikings game ever, I'm guessing, too. But, no, I got back. But I'll tell you what, the game itself, not pretty. But, you know, we'll take the win, 5-2, sitting atop the NFC, essentially. We'll see how Philly does tonight. But lots changed since the last time we've talked. You guys lose your franchise quarterback, and it looks gloomy there in Green Bay, not just the weather.
Yeah, I mean, McCarthy, I thought, had a chance to shine yesterday. Instead, he just pulled back playbook, depended on his defense for some reason. It was just a terrible game plan. Hundley looks bad. I mean, it's a showcase for him. He could be a free agent at the end of the year. He does not look like he's ready, but McCarthy didn't help him at all. The only good thing is Aaron Jones looks legit.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we said last week, Tom, that I was on the show with RotoWire Chris Liss. I said, it's going to hurt Jordy the most. I didn't realize it was going to hurt Adams even more, but those two guys got no targets. It's just unbelievable. Season's in the toilet right now, thanks to Anthony Barr. Nice shot there, Anthony Barr. So there you go. All right, Tom, enough of that shit.
You know, New England, Atlanta, give me a break on that. That game should have been wide open. Atlanta's in worse shape than the Packers are right now. I mean, that was a pitiful performance. Anybody want to throw any thoughts in, go for it, because I'm sick of that game. I had four players in that game. None of them scored shit.
I got nothing. No, it was a terrible. I mean, Brandon Cook scored, so that was nice. Yesterday was such a shithole. I mean, I just can't get past how many bad games there were to watch. I got none. Derek Taken. I got none.
Let me give you another one.
The worst week of professional football I've seen in maybe 30 years.
All right, here's another one. So, San Diego, there I go. Chargers, 32nd ranked run defense. Denver should just play defense and run the ball. C.J. Anderson didn't even get 10 touches yesterday, did nothing against that run game. Instead, Semien throws 35 times. Does that make any sense, Derek, at all? At all? For fantasy owners, if you're playing DFS, that looked like a primo matchup for Anderson.
Yeah, I have no idea what the Broncos were thinking yesterday. Again, it just goes to show the NFL is so unpredictable this year. It's a crapshoot. I mean, like, nothing makes sense. I mean, Falcons' offense was ridiculous last year, right? Matt Ryan has one or less touchdowns, I think, in five of the six games this year. Nothing makes sense. I mean, they had nobody other than their coordinator leaving. Nothing's changed in Atlanta. I don't understand how they could be that bad. New England had given up six 300-yard passers in a row. Every game, every quarterback to face him this year, 300 yards. I don't know if Ryan. I don't think Ryan got there. He may have got there at the end.
No.
I don't know, but he was awful.
No.
I mean, he was just playing awful. The game was just brutal. Patriots didn't do anything hardly either, and they blew him out. It was just a ridiculous game last night, and that's the game I got to watch most of as I was traveling mostly yesterday. But it's just weird. It's like it's back to Paul Tagliabue's wacky bit of parody going on. There's no great teams at all, and it's. I mean, is it good? No. I mean, the football yesterday, I didn't get to watch a ton of it, but just looking at the scores and the box scores, I mean, if you scored 150 points, which is kind of a baseline in our NFC contest yesterday, if you got to 150 in any of your leagues, I'm guessing you crushed people because there just was no fantasy points yesterday.
Now, Tom's sitting with 75 points and probably pull out a win with a couple of touchdowns from Wentz tonight. That's the type of game it was. I mean, it's just terrible. Let's talk about one good game. All right, the Cowboys looked really good. Obviously, San Francisco's bad. Tom, we got Ezekiel Elliott, 40.9 points yesterday. It's like he played like it might be his last game. It won't be his last game because he got extended again today, the TRO. He's playing at least this Sunday, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly he looked fantastic. Dak Prescott looked good. Dez put up points. Jason Witten got in the end. I mean, it was a really good day for the Cowboys. But Elliott, yeah, he looked fantastic yesterday. He's got at least one more game. This circus isn't over anytime soon. The NFL keeps pushing and pushing. And to this point, Elliott's been able to successfully appeal. So we'll see what happens on October 30th. That's the next court hearing. But for at least week eight, he's out there with another great matchup against Washington. Their defense isn't very good either. So Elliott's looking good for week eight.
I think Elliott's got a 90% chance of playing this whole year. The way this thing's going and some of the legal stuff they're going to be able to maneuver, and the NFL. NFLPA kind of has the NFL by the nuts here, just with the whole, you know, whatever they're calling it, damage to Elliott is, you know, moving forward and stuff. They can suspend him. If it comes down to it, they can suspend him next year if it gets there. So I give it 85 to 90% chance that Elliott finishes the year playing all the games.
I give it a 90% chance to come to a resolution this week. I think the two parties come together, give them two games, each swallow a little pride and move forward. That's my guess. I think something happens before the 30th. He certainly plays this week, but I think that it could come to an agreement. I really do. Anybody disagree? Go ahead.
I don't think Elliott should accept a two-game suspension, actually. If it's one, maybe. I don't think if I'm Elliott and I believe that I'm completely innocent, I don't accept a two-game suspension at this point. Not with the way this season's going, and the Cowboys are, you know, have good a chance as anybody in the NFC if they get that defense together. So if I'm Elliott, I don't accept a two-game suspension. I don't do it.
He's not completely innocent. Well, he did have some faults there. He was, you know, according to the player conduct rule, he definitely was against it. I disagree. I think the Cowboys need to know what his situation is, and I don't doubt that they would go for it. But we'll see. I hope it goes all the way through. I hope he does his play, and we'll see what happens. I think
Goodell overstretched like he always does. They stuck with the six games, so let's see what happens.
It's getting to the point where Goodell just thinks he can do anything, and they got to nip this in the bud at this point. I mean, if he doesn't like somebody, all of a sudden he slaps a four-game suspension on him for no reason. You know what I mean? It doesn't make sense. And the Players Association, they need to get this nip, so I think this gives them the opportunity to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. You want to talk about bad football, Tom, London, they should ask for their money back. I mean, here we go over to London. We don't even have an early game. We just throw it in with the 1 o'clock games, and then it's a shit game. It's 33-0. Carson Palmer breaks his left arm. He's done. His career could be over. I mean, Arizona is even in worse shape than Packers and some other teams that we thought were going to be playoff contenders this year. What the hell's going on there?
Well, but on the bright side, London, you get to see Cleveland next week. So, yeah, fucking fantastic, huh? Jesus Christ. London, we really don't hate you. It just kind of seems that way. But, yeah, back there, they're done. They should get with the Packers and begin prepping for the 2018 draft, because without Carson Palmer, without David Johnson, it's done. It's over. Adrian Peterson looked like the Adrian Peterson we kind of thought we would see yesterday, so it's done. They're over. Larry Fitzgerald, it was a great run, man, but it's done without Carson Palmer.
Yeah, what do we do with those receivers?
Is London won at least the early game?
Yeah, the Vikings play at 8:30 next week against the Browns.
I think it is.
8:30 Central.
Yeah. All right, I like that. Good, good, good. At least let's go with the early game. All right, what were you going to say, Derek?
What are we going to do with the Arizona receivers at this point? Can you start any of them? I mean, maybe Larry Fitzgerald, but
no.
John Brown, you can't use.
No.
I mean, you can't use any
of
them.
None of them.
God. Ouch.
You could barely start John Brown before with Carson Palmer.
I know.
So inconsistent.
I know.
So you're not starting him now. No, and Fitz, sorry, man, it's done. Fitz's numbers with Drew Stanton are not good. I mean, we have a history of that. It's done. It's over. Get away. Bail on that offense.
I'm with you, and I'm saying the same thing about the Packers. I mean, don't you agree? Do you start Jordy going forward? Do you start Adams going forward? How can you?
No, it's bad. I mean, right now, Aaron Jones is the guy you start there, and, I mean, it's hard to bench Jordy. But, good Lord, throw the damn ball to him. So, it's bad.
The Packers cannot be any worse than that moving forward. I mean, I think you have Adams and Jordy. I don't know how you can sit him, honestly. I mean, there's no way that Hundley could be worse than he was yesterday. So moving forward, I think you're still okay with those guys. They got to throw the ball somewhere.
They were at home against the New Orleans team. How can it get any better than that?
It can't be worse is all I'm saying.
I will give one thing. He's got the bye week this week. He's got 2 weeks to learn the playbook and put more in the playbook, if you will. Sure, it can get better, but I don't see it going forward. All right, Tom, I'm going to talk about two guys that we did not expect. Amari Cooper, listen, he had over 40 points. If he would have caught every pass thrown, he would have had over 60 points. Another guy, O.J. Howard, yesterday. We talked about him on our show. He had 5 catches going into the game. He ends up with 6 catches, 98 yards, 2 TDs. O.J. Howard, again, great talent. We just didn't see this coming, did we?
I did say on a serious show that I thought Amari Cooper was going to do well in that game. I didn't see that coming. I didn't see, 200 yards. And I mean, he should have caught 20 balls. He dropped so many passes, it was nuts. But let's see if this is a sign of things to come. Certainly, he's better than what he had shown. You would expect him to get better. Hopefully, this jump starts him. I like what I saw from them once the whole Marshawn Lynch debacle ended. Just drop back and chuck it. That's how they've got to play football. They can't run it. Let Derek Carr throw to those receivers and Jared Cook. That's how they should do it. As far as O.J. Howard, I was kind of critical of him on the Sirius show for the draft pick. You know, I thought the Buccaneers might have wasted a pick on him when you look at how bad their defense is. By the way, their defense is still bad.
Yep.
So, but OJ Howard's very talented. There's no doubt about that. And he had a great game against a good defense. That was a shock to see the Buccaneers light up the Bills like that.
Yeah, I mean, the Bucs are bad. I mean, their team now 2-4, they're going nowhere as well. So we're talking about everybody who's going nowhere. Let's talk about a team that looks damn good, and that's Pittsburgh. The defense looks damn good right now. You know, you can talk about New England being the best in the AFC. Pittsburgh is going to be a team to reckon with. I don't know if you saw much of it, Eric, but boy, Pittsburgh looks like a playoff team, a team that will go all the way this year, actually.
No, I didn't get to see a lot of it. Again, checked the box score and I saw some highlights. But, yeah, again, I don't know. It sounds like AJ Green had four or five targets, and that was it. So, again, I don't know what the hell Cincinnati's doing there, but I'll take you. We talked about this a couple weeks ago when we, Tom and I were talking about some teams we thought could do some damage in the playoffs, and I'd mentioned Pittsburgh at that point. So it doesn't surprise me. Again, Big Ben's back to being Big Ben, at least at home. We'll see how they are moving forward. But, again, this NFL, it is wide open this year.
Yeah, definitely. See, I went to you with AJ Green when I didn't want to go to Tom because
holy fuck, GC, I told you. All right, we can't. No, we've got to fucking talk about this. I'm sorry. How do you not throw a fucking pass to AJ Green in an entire half? He's one of the best players in the NFL. He's clearly your best player. You're losing the fucking game, and you think, you know what? Let's throw to Brandon LaFell. Let's sort of whoever that number 16, I don't even know who the fuck that is. It's not AJ Green. God, that drives me fucking crazy when coaches do this shit. Why are you not throwing the ball to AJ Green for an entire half? By the way, the last time the Bengals did that, that's how Bill Lazor got his job because the coordinator got fired because it was so fucking stupid. It drives me crazy, and this happens all the time. Not just an AJ Green thing. Coaches make this game so fucking complicated sometimes when all it is throw the fucking ball to AJ Green.
They didn't do that yesterday. Nor did Pittsburgh throw the ball to Martavis Bryant. He's dead to me. I'm not starting Martavis Bryant anywhere again. All right. That's enough on football. As you can tell, we're in a slow move here because of the damn Packers. Season's over there. But hey, for everybody who had a good game this week, one. Congrats, because it was not an easy week. This was a really tough week to figure out. Tomorrow we'll try to figure out week in the NFL. Let's get some news out as far as the high stakes is concerned. Today, the NFBC gets to claim their prizes. That's right, over $3.1 million for handing out today. Go on the site. We just put it up on the message board. Look for the email newsletter. We're sending that out as well. Claim your prizes. Go out this week. Let's get that money in your hands. You also have to be able to keep in your new player accounts. So look for that as well if you want to start spending some on our daily football or if you want to do something else, baseball next year, keep it in your account, pay for it that way. Much easier to do going forward. So looking forward to that. And secondly, basketball is ready and going. Derek, you missed some good basketball drafts. We had a busy, busy week. Record year for the FBKC. And we're off to a hell of a start. Tom, I know you can at least say one good thing about the Bucks. Giannis looks fabulous. He's averaging 38 points a game in the first three games. Great win on Saturday at Milwaukee at the Bradley Center as well. You got to like the Bucks, right?
Giannis looks fantastic. Good Lord, he looks terrific. If Jabari Parker can get back and get healthy, stay healthy, this team's got a chance to be, I think, really, really good. But right now, it's the Giannis show, and if you just want to sit back and watch a young player becoming a superstar in front of your eyes, tune into the Bucks because that's what's happening right now.
Yeah, I caught him.
Number one pick in most of our drafts.
Yeah. He looks great. I caught him on Wednesday night. I got to watch him the game when I was down in Miami late night there, and boy, he looks great. I'll tell you, the Bucks. Yeah, like Tom said, but if they can get Parker healthy moving forward in the East, the Bucks. Bucks are going to be a force to be reckoned with. Just like my T-Wolves. I don't know if you guys saw Wiggins with the walk-off three bank shot 3-pointer last night, right after Melo basically thought he had won the game. So Wolves look good as well. So we got some exciting young teams up here in the Midwest that we're looking forward to watching over the next couple years.
Yeah, hard to believe Giannis only 22 years old at 46 the other night. My boy is actually more into basketball than he is football. He was watching that whole game the other night, 46 points. That was a dandy, but looking good. So, again, Giannis was the number one pick in most of our basketball drafts. Unbelievable that a buck goes number one, but right now he's holding true. So let's hope injuries don't take those guys out of basketball because that's what's happening in football for sure. So we got basketball. We got baseball coming. We're working on the site right now. Baseball should be live mid-November, hopefully. But hey, let's get the prizes to you first, all right?
Who you guys got in the World Series? What are your predictions?
Well, I got to believe the Dodgers, if their pitching can hold up, look good. I mean, they've been a team of destiny all year. They went through the tough stuff, but the Astros played well. Game 6 and 7 were fantastic. Verlander looked great. Got to give it to him, man. He was a gamer, and he deserved the MVP. But I think the Dodgers are going to be tough to beat with the home field as well.
They're still playing baseball?
I knew that was coming.
Good luck to the teams playing baseball. That's fantastic.
We're not having Tom work on baseball right now. He's doing other things.
Football season, man. Come on.
I got the Astros in six. I call it a gut call. I do think the Dodgers do have the better pitching, but the way Verlander's pitching, I got a feeling about Dallas Keuchel in game one going to be Kershaw tomorrow night, I think. And I think the Astros pull this out. I feel like they're the team of destiny. They're just, everything came together at the right time. And I think it's going to be a great World Series, but I'm going to go with the Astros in six.
Yeah, I like the two teams, too. I mean, the Yankees certainly deserve to be in there as well, but I think the Astros all year long has just been the best offense in baseball, and they look good, and Keuchel's pitched well, and now Verlander and off. I think it's going to be a great series, too. I'm really looking forward to it as well. And then I'm heading to Arizona next week for the Arizona Fall League. Man, they're going to have over 200 people there for the USA Today Arizona Fall League Symposium. Looking forward to seeing the top prospects there as well. I'll report back on what we see there. But baseball's in the air, football's in the air, basketball's in the air. We got all three sports going. Looking forward to it. So let's talk some more football tomorrow, Tom. Let the sun shine in the office here. Be a little bit chippier tomorrow, all right?
Sounds good. Go Carson Wentz tonight.
Yep, I hear you. All right, guys.
See you guys later. Yep. Talk to you later. Bye.